Imitation Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Van Nuys High School, Van Nuys, California, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble of his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, Jack Mather, Gloria Blondell, and our special guest, Richard Widmark. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
You lovely Van Nuysians, Bill.
Yes, and we have as our special guest today 100 sailors from the Pacific Fleet in honor of the Navy.
Yeah? Well, ahoy there, mates. Welcome. I guess they're there, all right.
Charlie?
Yeah, Bergen?
I want to talk with you, man to man.
Well, I'd be glad to. Later on, when I become a man. What's eating you?
Well, this morning I wanted to take the baby for a ride, but I couldn't find her buggy.
No?
Do you know anything about the perambulator?
Well, it was okay when I made coffee in it this morning.
No, not the percolator.
Oh.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I want the plain, unadulterated truth.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. This is going to require a certain amount of retooling.
You know, Charlie, they say the truth is beautiful.
It is?
Yes.
Ain't I ugly?
Yes. I'm asking you, where is the baby buggy?
Oh, cut it out, will you, gee whiz. Now it's the baby buggy. Yesterday it was, don't leave your marbles around. And then it was, don't leave any buttons on the floor.
Well, that's because the baby eats everything.
Well, maybe she ate the buggy.
Oh, no. You mean then, Charlie, you honestly don't know where the buggy is?
I'm dead sure I haven't the faintest idea.
Then you haven't seen it.
I'm dead sure I haven't.
You're certain?
I'm dead sure. Yeah.
Well, I found the buggy wheels in your room.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, what I want to know is, why did I find the wheels in your room? Explain that.
Well, I guess I just didn't hide them well enough. How'd you find out? Did the baby squeal on me?
Of course not. She doesn't talk.
Smart kid. Well, I ain't talking either, bud.
Yeah. How did the wheels get in your room?
I don't know, sir. It's kind of hazy. All I can remember is I was standing by the buggy with a monkey wrench in one hand and the wheels in the other. I don't know how it happened. I don't know.
Why didn't you ask me for a set of wheels?
Well, this way I was sure of getting them.
I see. What do you want them for?
For my soapbox racer.
Oh, I see. Well, Charlie, I am ashamed of you.
Well, you'll be proud of me, Bergen, when I win the soapbox derby.
Oh, you sure you're going to win?
Sure.
How are you so sure?
I know a shortcut.
Oh. What did you do with the rest of the carriage?
Well, it looked so junky standing there without its wheels that I sold it to a junk man for $3.
Now, what would a junk man want with a baby carriage without wheels?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a baby who doesn't like to travel.
Or... What did you do with the $3?
I paid a printing bill for some stickers our gang had made up.
Stickers?
Yeah.
What's your gang up to now, Charlie?
Well, you know, Halloween's coming, so we go around to the storekeepers, and for 25 cents, we sell them protection.
You sell them protection?
Yeah. We put a sticker on their window that says, no soap.
No soap.
You know, Bergen, there's a lot of nasty kids around here that soap up windows on Halloween.
Yeah. So you charge them 25 cents to keep from having their windows soap.
Yeah.
Suppose they don't pay.
Oh, boy. Then we smear them up good.
Yeah.
Our motto is, if you want to stay clean, come clean.
I see. Yeah, that's fine. Charlie, that is nothing short of racketeering.
It is?
Yeah.
See, I'm almost as tough as that Tommy Udo, huh? You know, the guy in Kiss of Death?
Yeah, you mean Richard Widmark.
Yeah, oh, boy. Oh, that's colorful stuff. I like that.
Yeah. Well, young man, you've gone too far this time. I'm going to do something about this racketeering business.
Well, Slough, Bergen, get a cape of cake of soap, and I'll show you a way to get the stickers.
Wait a minute.
Here's Ray Noblin, the orchestra, just a tootin', fightin', and fussin'.
Can't remember my name. Why, it's simply inexcusable.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Hello, Mr. Excusable. Yeah.
Say, what makes your clothes look so peculiar today, Mortimer?
Well, maybe it's because I'm in them.
Yeah, maybe so, yeah. Yeah. Mortimer, your clothes, they've shrunk up something awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My pants are so tight that the back of my lap is purple in the face.
Is that so? Look how your coat is shrunk here, too.
Yep. I either got to get longer sleeves or shorter arms.
Yes, you know. Now, what on earth made your clothes shrink like that?
Well, you'll see, I'm raising turkeys for Thanksgiving, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And, see, where was I?
You're raising turkeys.
Oh, yeah, raising turkeys, yeah. Yeah. And, yesterday I seen a sign on a building downtown that said, turkey baths, it said, see?
Yeah. Turkish baths.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, it said it. It said...
Why do you think anyone would want to give a turkey a bath?
Well, so it'd be all white meat, I suppose.
No. Well, did you go in the Turkish bath?
Yeah. But when I got in there, an awful fog rolled in.
A fog rolled in?
Yeah. It was so foggy I couldn't see my thumb in front of my nose.
I see. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you were in a steam room.
Yeah?
Yes. You know what steam is, don't you?
Well, sure. What?
What? You have to be an awful fool not to know what steam is.
Well, I'm your boy.
Yeah, I... Well, steam is water in the form of a gaseous vapor. Now, this vapor, being water, transformed into globules or particles of liquid by the cooling temperature of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, quit hee-hawing out there, will you?
Now, don't say that. These people are our welcome guests.
Well, you're welcome to them.
Oh, now. Now, let's get back to the steam room.
No, not me. Not after being lost in there since yesterday.
Oh, you spent the night there. Well, no wonder your clothes shrunk up so.
Well, you ought to have seen some of the other fellas in there. Oh, boy. Their clothes were so shrunk up it looked like they was wearing nothing but a towel.
And a towel. Well, you see, those men were in there to lose weight.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You see, heat or steam opens the pores.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pores are open,
the birds begin to sing.
No. You seem more stupid than ever today. Why is that?
Well, today I'm observing Brainless Sunday.
You know, Ray, I wish Charlie was as naive as Mortimer. I'd be a happy man then.
Yes, I should say so, Edgar. I mean, after all, selling protection from window soaping. The little racketeer.
What is it that's so exciting about being a hoodlum?
I don't know, old boy. Frankly, I've never hoodled.
No, I... Charlie has now reached the age where it's smart to be tough.
Really? Well, yeah. I've reached the age where it's tough to be smart, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got to think of something, and in short order, too. I don't know
why. Edgar, I hope you'll forgive me for barging in like this.
Why, Richard Widmark. Well...
I was listening to your program, and I know just what you're going through with Charlie. So I came over to offer some help.
Well, Richard, if you have a solution, I wish you'd tell me what it is.
Well, Edgar, don't be too upset about Charlie. It's a stage all kids go through.
Well, I agree with you, but it's going a little too far when his gang is getting into this petty protection racket.
Yes, you've got something there. But I think a few of my friends and I can cure him.
I hope so.
Sure, all you do is tell Charlie that all the gangsters hang out at the Bronze Casket Cafe at 1313 Skull Street.
Wow.
And I'll be waiting there. I'll really scare him.
Yes, but just how will you go about it?
Well, I'll do that Tommy Udo character that I did in Kiss of Death. I like that guy.
Don't mind me if I'm dreaming.
You still mad at me, Bergen?
Yes, I am, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes. And don't you dare go near the Bronze Casket Cafe at 1313 Skull Street.
Why?
Because Udo and his gang hang out there.
They do?
Yes. Now, I want you to keep away from there. Do you understand?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, sure. Oh, sure. Now, just to be sure I know what place to keep away from, what was the address again?
1313 Skull Street.
Bronze Casket. That's it. Shouldn't go in there. There's no harm in just going in and talking with them. I can be as tough as they are and twice as scared. Oh, they got one of those, too. Gee, there's no one in here but the waitress. I'll talk to her. Hi, you gorgeous.
Hello, short head, red head. You're new around here, ain't you?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
Yeah, just call me the Tarzan of Terror.
Yeah. Well, I heard a lot about you.
Well, babe, I've done a lot. You look kind of sweet. What's your name?
Slaughterhouse Sal.
Well, you're the dish for me, babe.
Listen, miss, if you're insulting me by trying to date me, I get off at midnight.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I have to. I never see him a second time.
Well, this is a real thing, Slaughterhouse. Don't you know true love when you see it?
Frightening. When I look into your eyes, I hear a small verse within me. It whispers.
What does it say, honey? What does it say?
It says, "What's that crazy stinker?" Maybe you don't know it, but I'm Udo's gal.
Disregard everything I said. Where is Udo?
He's in the back room there. Wait a minute. You know the password?
Yeah, the password, it slips my mind for the mole. What is it?
It's shade grown.
Shade grown. That's using the old bean. The guy is trigger happy.
You want something? Or are you just nosing around, punk?
Well, it's like this, bud. I've been working solo, but now I want to tie in with a mob.
Yeah? Well, we play rough. Just how tough are you?
Am I tough?
Bing!
Well, only yesterday I parked me bike in the red zone. Last night after curfew, I walks right past the police station. Whistling yet.
Well, imagine it. So you sound like fit company for Udo.
Yeah. Is Udo your real name?
Nah, it's my pen name. I stuck up a rubber factory in Akron and got 3 years.
Quite a stretch.
Yeah. You know, I could use another guy, but you're just a kid. I'll bet you haven't even started shaving yet.
You mean there's another use for razor blades besides cutting throats?
Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. That's very cute. Yeah, you work out real nice. We split everything three ways.
Yeah. Why three ways?
I'm leading a double life.
Oh. Okay, when do we start?
Wait a minute. I want to try out to see how you work. Got your gun?
Yeah, I left it in my bulletproof vest.
Okay, yeah. Here's my .45.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you see that guy eating at that table there?
Yeah.
Go on over and stick him up. That's an easy job.
Yeah.
Go on.
All right, here I go, here I go. Pardon me, sir.
Can't you see I'm busy eating a nurse this stew?
I thought you had asthma. Well, sir, pardon me, sir. This is a stick-up.
Go away, I'm eating.
No, no kidding. Really, really, truly, it's a
give me that gun and scram.
Oh, you know, he took my rod.
My name is Ursa Twing Graham, and I'm a reporter for the San Fernando Gopher.
Oh.
For the gopher, that we really dig up the dirt.
Now, a gentleman of the press.
Well, huh? I'm a cub reporter. A cub reporter, and I am here to get the bare facts.
If you're a reporter, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Well, I didn't come here to discuss your relatives, but I do have a nose for news.
Well, it must be for news, because it don't do nothing for your face.
That's very cute. My nose is not only for news, because I smell, too.
Well, that's the way you impress me.
Well, Smarty, I'm here to get an interview with that ruffian, Udall.
Now, look, Squid, I don't want you to write nothing about me, see? And I don't like your face.
Well, I don't exactly like yours either, so there. My face is where I don't have to look at it, and yours is. You're just plain, everyday nasty. That's all, and I'm going to write that down right here in my column. Let's see. Udall is a nasty, uncouth... Ouch!
You see this gun? I want a retraction.
Well, for goodness sakes, my gosh, I'm retracting just as fast as this little old eraser can retract.
You know, I think this would be a good night to take you for a little ride.
A ride? Oh, goody-goody royal pudding. Maybe we can call on my friends in Calabasas.
We might as well tell him.
Yeah, go ahead, tell him.
We're going to kill you.
Why, that's a scoop. I must call my paper. I've been stabbed. Oh.
You know, kid, I like you. I like you a lot. I like you fine. I'm going to let you in on a bank job we're pulling tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to write an essay about our little feathered friends, the Titwillows.
Yeah, you can do that in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, here's the layout. About midnight, we'll go to the bank.
Yeah?
You handle the Tommy gun. And when the watchman comes around, you cut him in half.
Well, what good is a half a watchman? Do I have to kill him?
Sure, tain't no fun letting him live.
You ain't yellow, are you?
No, oh no. It's just the light in here, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're all set, ain't you?
Yeah, well, look, I even got a junior G-man set of handcuffs here.
Yeah? What good are them?
Well, I'll tell you. See, I can snap one on your wrist and the other one on mine.
Hey, what's the idea of that, chum?
I decided I don't like this murder stuff, and I'm going to turn you in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done a lot of deciding, ain't you, Ted?
Yeah.
The worm has turned into a snake in the grass.
I got you handcuffed to me, though. Are you going to come along quietly?
You little squirt, you dangle like a charm on my wrist.
Yeah, but I can yell for police pretty loud, though.
Yeah?
Well,
I guess I'd better go down to the river and wash my hands nice and slow. Underwater, I like to see bubbles.
No, anything
for that.
Or maybe I could gouge out your eyes and tie your ears on the top of your head.
No, please, please. I'm just a kid.
And you'd look real nice in a block of cement.
Please, let me live with you. I'm just a baby. I'm puny.
Daddy. All right, look, if I let you go, will you stay away from here?
Oh, I've learned my lesson. I'm through with rackets.
Okay, then. Let's see how fast you can get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to go, sir. I'm going to
Hey,
go.
That door's locked.
Heck with the door. I'm going through the wall.
Well, Charlie, did Richard Widmark scare you?
Did he? I'm still shaken.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to be in New York next week.
Oh, that's good. Wow, New York.
Yes. And we're going to have as our guest, Fred Allen.
That's bad, fooey. Good night, folks.
Richard Widmark appeared with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Daryl F. Zanuck's Gentleman's Agreement. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Van Nuys High School, Van Nuys, California.